you know, we've tried to get out ahead of most of these storms and try to deter the cons from coming in. Today, we've got our investigators from Consumer Protection Division out on the ground in some of the hard-hit areas, just kind of handing out leaflets, example contracts, information like that. If anybody's seen somebody who's a suspected con person, you know, we're going to respond to that as well today. So we'll be doing that in the next couple of days. But what you're doing by getting the word out over there gets it out to a much larger group of people than we're able to do just walking around in neighborhoods. That's right. You know, that take their money and run scheme is just the worst of all possible situations you can get yourself in. And we saw it after Katrina where people just couldn't get a contractor. And so, you know, although we had a lot of tips about how to prevent, you know, getting beat, you know, people were desperate, and they would give people money up front, and, you know, just so many problems that occur there, because even some people who aren't con artists, they get too stretched out, they can't do the job, and it just turns bad. So, you know, I've got several rules of thumbs that we encourage people to follow as things that we learned after Katrina. You know, one is hire a local contractor if you can. You know, make sure that they have a contractor license. They can go to the website of the Mississippi Contractors Board, which is msboc.us. That's MSBOC for Board of Contractors. And then they can see if they're actually a licensed contractor in the state. But it's best to get one that you know, someone that's local, get references, and then check them out. You know, actually call or go by the place where they claim that they have done some work. And the first way that we have seen in the past situations like this have come from, like, debris cleanup people and tree trimmers. You know, you want to make sure that they're licensed. So if they drop a tree on your house, you know, their insurance will pay for it. Make sure they're bonded and that they have insurance. You have to verify those things, you know, because they'll just tell you these things. So, you know, there's a lot for you to check out. And, you know, the first rule of thumb is to get a local contractor. Second, when you're dealing with them, you know, it's smart to get a picture. Everybody who's pretty much got a camera on their cell phone, snap a picture of their vehicle, mm-hmm. their tag, themselves. If you pull out a video camera and start videoing somebody you think is a con person at your door, they're going to take off.